meeting will come to order. Johnson County Board of Adjustment, February 17th, 2016. We'll do introductions first. Laura?
Candy Evans.
Bill Leifers.
Randy Lackinger.
Julia Dodds, Planning Development Sustainability.
Mitch Brouse, Planning Development Sustainability.
Andy Chappell, County Attorney's Office.
Okay, thank you. Approval of the agenda. So moved.
Second.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the January 20th minutes. Moved. Second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The first application is a conditional use permit, application 26290 of Philip Yoder. Staff will give a report first, and then we'll ask Yoder's to talk if it's necessary.
So they are requesting to modify their existing conditional use permit. That is number 17907. Their property is located on the east side of Sharon Sutter Road, about 1,000 feet north of 560th Street. And currently they have a conditional use permit for a home business that allows them to run a general country type store. And what they are requesting to do is to kind of expand the operations to allow them to place a refrigerated semi-trailer on their property to use to store frozen meat products. So here's a look at where their property is. This is Sharon Center. Here's the Johnson, Washington County border line, and their store is located on their farm. And so the existing conditional use permit was approved in August of 2013, and it had the following conditions: that their retail area is limited to 2,000 square feet, that the applicant complies with the county engineer's requirements, that they receive building permits for the structures that will be used for the store, which they have done, and that the applicant complies with the Johnson County Health or Public Health Department requirements. And as you'll see in a picture in a bit, their store is located in a 40 by 50 area of a larger structure. So the trailer that they are proposing to move onto the property is approximately 50 by 10. It has an attached generator that's used to power the freezer. The applicant has reported to us that no customers will be allowed to enter the trailer. That'll be used purely for storage and not for any retail use or retail space, I guess. But the reason why staff has kind of requested that the applicant come in to modify their conditional use permit is that our building inspection division doesn't have any way to permit and inspect a trailer because it's not a permanent structure, even though it's going to be used that way. And then staff also thought that this was a material change to the permit. So we kind of requested that they come back to you and ask that you allow this change. So the sheriff had no objections, and the applicant has been working with the public health department for a few months now, I believe. They don't have any objections, but they asked me to add that if this is approved, and once the trailer is moved on site, they will be going on and inspecting the trailer and making sure everything fits with state and local code for selling the meat products. So here's a look at the property itself. The store is located in this structure, which is permitted through our department. The applicant has reported that he'd like to place the trailer in about this location out in the back of the existing store. And so in conclusion, staff doesn't prefer to allow people to use truck trailers or semi-truck trailers as permanent structures. But if you're inclined to approve this, we'd request that you provide the following conditions that will just allow us to better make sure that the safety of the customers and the public are maintained. And that is that no customers enter the semi-trailer. And also that the applicant registers and licenses the trailer with the motor vehicle department and keep that registered as long as they're using it as storage. And then also just that the conditions from the past conditional use permit remain in effect. And again, those are that the retail area is limited to 2,000 square feet. County engineer requirements are complied with, and also the health department requirements are complied with.
Thank you. Any questions?
Just reiterate again on those last three conditions. You also said no one entering the trailer.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
That the applicant keep their trailer registered and licensed.
Okay.
Any questions? It'd be similar to a walk-in cooler then, basically.
Yeah, essentially they'll use it as
and it'll be subject to inspection by the health department because mm-hmm. it's under their jurisdiction, correct?
Yep, correct.
As long as they pay the license and there would be no tax, property tax on this vehicle.
Yeah, so they'll just have, I don't know how the assessors look at it, but
refrigerator, then they would have to pay property tax on it.
Yeah, I assume that the assessor would do something, although I can't speak for them.
Any other questions?
If it's sitting on axles and they just pay through the motor vehicle department, correct?
Yep, they just have to come in and work through them. I've discussed it with them. They don't have any issues with that, so.
Okay. Philip, you are here to speak for the application. If you'd like to step forward.
Philip Yoder here on 5564 Sharon Center Road, Clone. And I think Mitch did pretty much explained everything. I don't know that I've got anything else to really explain. I know I said might have got some questions, but.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Will it always be locked or something so nobody can get into that?
Yeah, as far as, except for the employees or the owners or whatever, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thanks.
Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve 26290 appeal to order with these exceptions of the retail area is under 2,000 square feet. The applicant complies with Johnson County Engineer's requirement. The applicant complies with all of the county health and state requirements. That no personnel customers shall enter the trailer, and that trailer will be kept licensed. Okay, is there a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, discussion? Roll call.
Evans?
Aye.
Lackander?
Yes.
Leifers?
Aye.
Okay, the application is approved. So next application is conditional use permit 26291 of Jerry Hobbs.
Yeah, and this is a request for a special event permit, and it's for Camp Euphoria, which is a rock concert that's been held, I think, more than 10 years in a row now. The property is located on the west side of Utah Avenue, about 1,500 feet north of 540th Street. And it's a three-day music festival, and this year they're planning to host it on Thursday, July 14th through Saturday, July 16th. They are requesting to have outside amplified music until 1 a.m., inside amplified music until 2 a.m., and then a smaller, I guess, more quiet, what they call moonlight music after 2 a.m. And these are the same time requests that they had last year. So in that respect, nothing will have changed. Here's the location of the property. Here's Utah Avenue, 540th, and here's 520th. The concert's on the applicant's farm. Here's just a quick site map. Attendees will park out in the field here to the west as well as to the south. There will be camping located in the front of the property as well as in the north of the property. And then in this area will be the different concert event places. As I stated, the applicant is proposing to have camping as they do each year. Attendees will come on Thursday and stay through Sunday morning, so they'll be camping for four nights. They are requesting to have just temporary directional signs kind of pointing people towards the property so they can find it. They are proposing to have enough restroom facilities for 1,500 people. Those will be in two banks of porta potties that will both have hand washing stations. They will have food and alcohol served on site. All food vendors will be required to have temporary food establishment licenses through the public health department, and the applicant will acquire a 5-day liquor license. And to keep people from underage drinking, they will have event staff administer ID bracelets for people that are 21 and older, and they will have security on site that will be able to enforce that. As I showed you earlier, attendees will enter the property on this through the south driveway. As they do each year, they'll contract with Consumers Co-op to do dust control along Utah Avenue as well as on their property. And they, the parking area that's proposed is about 3.5 acres, and the applicant guesses that it'll be about 600, 700 spaces, which should be sufficient for the about 1,000 people they expect. They will have an emergency center that'll be staffed at all times by a CPR certified healthcare provider. And they will also be getting liability insurance through Welt and Briscoe Insurance Agency. The county engineer, health department, and sheriff had no objections. Staff recommends approval just with the condition that once everything is set up, that they have an inspection completed by the building inspection division, and that is for the just the site in general, the stage, and any electrical equipment.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? Is Jerry here?
Yep.
You want to say anything?
It's getting to be old hat by now. I really don't have anything to add.
Okay, any questions of Jerry?
I don't have any.
Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve 26291 of Jerry Hutz with the one stipulation of the pre-inspection.
I'll second that.
Okay, discussion?
I have
no. Roll call.
Lackinder?
Yes.
Evans?
Aye.
Leapers?
Aye. Okay, good for another year.
Thank you.
And third application, conditional use permit 26282 of Steve Fangman.
Yes, and he is requesting to renew his existing conditional use permit that allows him to operate a home business. He currently uses his property to store equipment for his snow removal business as well as his roofing business. And in 2006, he was granted a 10-year conditional use permit that is set to expire in March. His property is located north of American Legion, approximately 1,700 feet south of Taft Avenue. So here's the property. The green is the city of Iowa City. This is the applicant's property. There's two structures that he uses for the business. One is to store equipment for snow removal, and this larger shed he uses to for material storage for his roofing business. Everything he does is subcontracted, so he doesn't actually have any employees. The property he owns is about 6 acres, has a house, garage, and the two large sheds I pointed out. And as you can see from the location map, this is located in the fringe area of Iowa City, so Iowa City has the right to review and comment on this before the board makes any ruling. They are scheduled to comment on March 1st, and just the 10-year limit, which is something we don't often do, was created because Iowa City wasn't sure what their residential growth was gonna look like 10 years ago, so they asked to do that so they could reassess this use to see if it's still appropriate for that area. The county sheriff had no objections, but again, Iowa City must provide comment before the Board of Adjustment rules, so staff recommends that the board defer ruling for 1 month until the March 16th hearing.
Okay, do we need a motion to do that? Or has the application requested it?
The motion.
Yeah. Question, though, he will be in non-compliance before we have a meeting?
For 1 day.
1 day.
1 day, Staff has talked to him about that. He should be fine to just continue his operations for that.
Very right.
For that day, so.
A stickler.
Legality.
Okay, motion to defer. I'll make that motion. Okay, discussion?
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed, same? Okay. Any other business of the board? Miley, during adjournment. Motion to adjourn?
A second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's it?
They already they told us they were going to do that already. But
Katie, what was the name of your, I heard you talk about roofing business?
Yes.
What was it called?
Century.